Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Search for missing man Sean Kayute ends tragically. Greater Sudbury police said they have located the body of missing man Sean Kayute, who was the subject of a search Tuesday on Radar Road near the radar base. Police tweeted that just before 3 p.m. Tuesday, Kayute's body was found in the area of Radar Road in Hanmer. The road was closed earlier in the day to allow officers to conduct their search. This matter continues to be investigated by the Ministry of Labor, in conjunction with the coroner's office, said GSPS in the tweet. Our deepest condolences go out to Sean's loved ones during this difficult time. We thank the public for your assistance and cooperation over the course of this incident. Read more here. For the North by the North, Fed nor finally a standalone agency. The Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, Fed nor, is now a standalone agency for economic development in Northern Ontario. Fed nor, established in 1987, has invested more than $1.4 billion to support more than 7,500 projects that created and maintained more than 87,500 jobs in municipalities and First Nations across Northern Ontario. Sault Ste. Marie MP Terry Sheehan, parliamentary secretary to the minister responsible for Fed nor, said now that Fed nor is a standalone agency, it has more autonomy, and will be better able to respond to the needs of Northern Ontario's small and medium-sized businesses. Read the full story here. Just another night. Downtown in the dark with volunteer outreach workers. I'm not sure what I expected performing outreach with the Go Give Project on a Friday night. But I can tell you, I did not expect the sight of a girl, swaying under a streetlight. I say, girl, because she is 15 years old. Alone in a parking lot, silhouetted by the light from above, she has the telltale sway, the crouched shoulders of someone under the influence of something. I am overwhelmed by the need to take her home with me, but I don't know how to help her. I wonder if the drugs she appears to be on are better than whatever it is she is using them to get away from. Who would choose this otherwise? Who would choose a life on the street, up and carrying everything you own in the middle of the night, no friends, no family, no hope? I decide we always have to hope that there is hope. Of the many things I learned while on 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. night outreach with the Go Give Project is that the food handed out, while greatly needed, is incidental. Read Sudbury.com reporter Jenny Lamoth's full report about her night with Go Give Project volunteers in downtown Sudbury. They are still people. Prisoners' Justice Day, a time for empathy, humanity. More than 30 people gathered in the rain in front of the Sudbury Jail August 10 for the Prisoners' Justice Day commemoration, a day to honor those men and women who have died unnatural or violent deaths while incarcerated in prisons and penitentiaries. The August 10 date is the annual Day of Remembrance, beginning in Canada in 1975 and now observed all over the world. The day was originally created by prisoners to honor one of their own. Eddie Nalan was a prisoner who bled to death in August of 1974 in a solitary confinement cell while desperately calling for help, help that would never come. The guards never came. Read more here. Inflatable water park set up in Chelmsford extends its run to August 29 due to popular demand. The inflatable water park set up in the Vermilion Lake Park in Chelmsford has extended its operations until August 28. The decision was made because tickets were nearly sold out at 98.7% as of August 6. The inflatable water park is a Sudbury-owned mobile business that is traveling across Ontario. For the month of August, it will be located in the Vermilion Lake Park in Chelmsford and will continue to operate as normal through its extension. Learn more here. Video. Talking to Sudburians, would you vacation with Trudeau? How about Aaron O'Toole? Stop and smell the elections, because they are most likely right around the corner. Rumors have been circulating for a while now that Trudeau is planning on pulling the trigger on a fall federal election. With the possibility that Canadians could be heading to the polls very soon and election signs popping up like mushrooms at intersections near you, Sudbury.com reporter Eden Sue thought she'd head out to Bell Park to ask people's opinion about the federal party leaders. The questions she asked are not particularly serious, in fact, some are downright silly. Get into the spirit of a potential federal election by watching Eden's video. Wednesday weather. Another warm, humid, cloudy day with a chance of showers and potentially a thunderstorm is expected today, essentially a repeat of the weather we've been getting so far this week. Wednesday will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Fog patches dissipating in the morning. Wind becoming southwest 20 km per hour in the afternoon. High of 22°C, humidex 30°C, UV index 5 or moderate. Wednesday night there will be showers with a low of 18°C.